Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome
to
you.
Can sip with us.
I feel like now it's awkward. Like we gotta. There's gotta be a happy medium
again.
Between you can sip with us and you can sip with us.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We're just gonna try it again. Do what feels right. Welcome.
Welcome
to you can sip with us.
Can sip with us.
Oh, that's still that feels very formal. Yours is formal. Okay.
Hey, welcome. Let's do every other word. Welcome
to
you
can
sip
with
us. Yeah, that's the one. That's the ticket.
That flowed. That felt
that came off the lips real easy.
That just flowed like a river, baby.
Like a river. Hi.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Hi, guys.
Ash.
We've got a really good episode.
I know what you're sipping on or going to be sipping on. And
no, I think open one.
You did? Okay. What one did you open? Okay, guys. So listen, we have a new segment coming up for you today. And this was suggested by one of you in our squad. I don't have your name handy, but one of you sent us a message, thank you, saying that we should do a segment called Sip One for the Team, where we try things and then tell you guys what's the best. So not as formalized as a blind taste test, but still telling you what
Instagram
you need to know to drink.
Hey,
like, okay,
that's what it is. KKA and then a bunch of Y's.
KK. Thanks, K.
Hey, yay.
Hey. Hey,
anyway,
yay.
Yeah. And also, I wonder if she got the idea because we did not, but I was listening to last week's episode. And in the beginning, where you are taking warm tequila shots, I'm like, well, why don't you go get ice? You're like, it'll take too long. And then you didn't have an orange either. And I'm like, the only thing you have going for you is the cinnamon sugar. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're taking one for the team. Mm-hmm. And then she rightfully needs to be our branding manager said, hey, and I don't know if that's where she got it, but as I was listening, I thought, oh yeah, sip one for the team. That makes
it's
makes
just
a lot
too perfect.
Sense. Yeah.
So today we're going to sip one for the team and we're going to try a handful of ciders because fall hard ciders.
Yeah.
Square that up. So we got that coming up for you guys. It's not going to be, get this, Chad, we need a sound effect that's like doo-doo-ch. It's not going to be an apples to apples comparison.
Oh, ba-dum-ching.
Get it?
Also, I'd like to give Chad
but
a
it doesn't need to be.
What? Chad a shout out. Chad a shout out for coming through on the Halloween effects last episode.
And Chad, cue them again because I got some spooky stories for you, Ash. Actually, this whole episode's going to be spooky because we got ciders, which are not spooky, but then, you guys, we're going to murder mystery it up together.
Yes!
And Ash, I have a little surprise for you. It's not, don't get your hopes. It's not like, remember when I texted you and I'm like, hey, I got the murder mystery thing. And if it doesn't go well, I've got something in my back pocket. Uh-huh. I'm going to spook the shit out of you later. Okay. But Chad, spooky season. So this one comes from Lainey. This is a spooky stalker story. This is true. We've heard from Lainey before. She's written into Patreon. Patreon's where you get your Friday episodes, you guys. You got to hang out with us there too. Okay, Lainey says, hello, ladies. I have a spooky story for you both that happened about a week ago. I'm a freshman in college and live in a dorm. A friend of mine went home for the weekend and came back to find that someone had been in her room while she was gone. Her bed was unmade and clearly slept in. All of her photos on the wall had been flipped upside down, and thousands, yes, thousands of sticky notes had been left all over the room with random phrases on them. One said, the door will lock at 5 o'clock. Whoever it was made dozens of origami cranes and left them around the room too. There was a half-eaten watermelon on the dresser. The girl's name had been spelled out in sugar on her desk, and all windows were left open. Spooky. They what also in the hell? Wrote a 5-page letter about how sorry they were. For what? We're not sure. Campus police have been notified, so this is an ongoing situation. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the laughter and fun twice a week. Love you both, Lainey. I really hope this is just a bad taste prank.
What in the hell?
Because that is really spooky.
Very spooky. Thousands of sticky notes?
And yeah.
They must have known she was out of town, because that sounds like they have quite the setup. Like they yeah. knew that there was gonna. They had a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God!
I okay. wonder who her. I bet it's the roommate.
So she lives in a dorm.
She lives in a dorm.
Well,
wait. Is that the roommate of Lainey who wrote in? It's not. Well, that wasn't her dorm. Don't click on that link I just sent you yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It was her friend. I don't think Lainey's the roommate. Yeah.
Yeah. So whoever the friend's roommate is my top suspect.
You think?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, that would make sense, but I'm guessing she doesn't have a roommate based on this.
Yeah.
Based mm-hmm. on what she said. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is. Probably some creep.
Yeah.
I bet he.
Yep.
She. Well, how is the handwriting? Do we know if it's a boy or a girl? Because I feel like handwriting could be 5-page letter. I don't know. Lainey, we're going to need follow up.
Yeah, maybe some pictures too, because I'm sure they submitted pictures
to the police. Also, because I'm questioning the validity of thousands. You did say thousands, yes, thousands, which makes it seem like that's accurate. But thousands, plural, is a whole fucking lot of sticky notes. And I have a hard time. I have a hard time believing that. So I need photographic evidence. Hundreds, maybe 1,000, even 1,000 seems. The reason that I'm thinking this is because, do you remember the prank? We've talked about it before. The best prank I ever did for April Fool's mm-hmm. was a sticky note, this guy's office. And it took, there's three of us, and it took us like 3 or 4 hours to sticky note all over. Like, we literally sticky noted every visible surface that we could, like his desk, his wall. We took pictures off the wall and sticky noted behind that, like everything under his desk, on the ground. We sticky noted everything. And I'm not even sure that was thousands. Like, I don't know how much we used, but that was an entire office. So that's why I'm like questioning, is it really thousands? And if it is, we need photographic evidence.
We're going to continue this over on Patreon, because I know Lainey's over on Patreon.
Yeah.
And so patreon.com/ you can sip with us if you want follow up on this one. I want follow up as well. Mm-hmm. This one comes from another ride or die soul sipper that we know well. So this is from Catherine. Do you remember way back when on Instagram when we went live and it was
when
Catherine,
you were at my house?
Nurse Catherine.
Yes.
This is Catherine.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Ash and Call. Growing up, and this is The subject line is spooky, only watch in daylight. Hey, Ash and Call, growing up, we had several encounters with ghosts or spirits, whatever you want to call them. Specifically, my mom and I would see them. Backstory, I had debilitating anxiety as a young teen, which resulted in me staying with my mom, booting my dad to the guest room. Hashtag sorry, dad. I woke up countless times in the night to my mom yelling, "Go away, get it out from her," at a dark figure that was standing over my side of the bed. Oh my god, I have goosebumps.
Get it she out would, from her?
Get away from her.
Oh.
Go away, get away from her.
Okay.
Did I say get out from her?
You said get it out from her. I thought, what is the ghost drunk? This makes no sense.
I'm like, I have goosebumps. You're like, okay. She would also often hear someone calling out her name when showering. Spooky shit. I've since moved out, married, lived on my own, but a couple of years ago, my parents got a Ring doorbell and caught something super duper spooky on camera. Here's the link to the video. Watch in the lower right hand corner and watch the ghost come towards the house. Hope you guys check it out and hopefully record your reactions. Love the pod and can't wait for a Sip Squad Summit one day. XO, Catherine. So I thought, I haven't looked at this link
you
yet,
haven't
but I no I haven't but I thought you could share your screen.
Oh yeah,
can you? Can. And then we can show everybody.
Okay,
my expectations of ghost here is high.
So the reason she probably wants me to share my screen is because we video ourselves recording, so you could maybe see this on Instagram. Okay, I clicked it. Oh my god. Okay. All right. So what are we doing? Lower right corner.
We're looking at the lower right hand corner. Okay. So someone's leaving. Okay, I'm looking.
Okay, he's in the car.
Oh my god. No. No.
Wait, what?
No, there's a white orb
walking.
Straight
what?
Up. Oh my god, I have goosebumps everywhere right now.
Is that?
You have got to be kidding
me. Okay, so then what? So then what happens? What? So it was this white ball orb looking thing walking down.
Wow. Was that it? Should we record it? Or rewind?
Well, do you hear things?
No, because it's coming through your computer into your
Oh,
ears.
You can't hear it.
Is the ghost talking?
Yeah, there's noise that goes with this.
Oh my god.
So
like footsteps?
Well, I was hearing like ooh, 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 and now I don't hear anything. Tell them. Okay, so there was an orb that came walking down this driveway looking thing or whatever this is, and then went up into the air and up into this like the
into their
the
house.
But it definitely looked like it was someone walking. However, they were walking on air at some point. That was not an orb.
Oh my god,
let's see this again.
Yeah.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh my god, it looks
what?
Like it's walking up to the house. And then it just starts like...
But then it like scales walls. It's almost like... Is that a bug, do you think, walking on the lens of the camera? Like, but it was like clear and see-through. Because didn't it look like it was kind of like... Oh, man. Doesn't it look...
Oh, like maybe that's on the lens. But then how did it come from around the corner? By
right.
The...
Well, because if it was on the lens, it was on... Oh, true. Okay, true.
We need Erica.
Well, and oh, we do need Erica. And the other thing is she said the house is haunted or whatever. She didn't say haunted, but like they're have ghosts there. So
yeah,
that's the other thing that's like, okay, well
that
does
checks out.
Does the ghost have are insects ghosts? Do they ever come back in insect form?
I don't see why not. Oh,
because
I'll tell you something else.
That was very insect-like, that movement,
so,
don't you think?
Oh, very, very. So last night, guys, we went camping, came home today. So you're listening to this delayed because it is now Tuesday.
We recorded anyway, on Sundays. Yeah.
Last night, Chris and I are sitting around the campfire and it was chilly out. So I had a blanket like tied around, like wrapped around me like a little burrito, right? Mm-hmm. Ben's asleep. Chris gets up to go get something. And the fire is sort of like a glow, like flickering glow. And I see something like out of the corner of my eye, and I look down, and it's, I'm like, no, what? No, my eyes are adjusting. No shit. It was a spider. Probably the size of three quarters with huge black legs coming up my stomach.
Oh my God. What?
Yes. On the blanket, on top of the blanket. And I said, Chris. And he's like, what? He comes over and he says, take that off now. Like Chris was like, oh my God. So I put the blanket down and we see the spider, and he stomped on it so hard. We could have just shooken it off, but also
you want to make
this
sure
thing,
it's, yeah.
this thing was out to kill. So speaking, yeah. if that is an insect, Catherine, it is still spooky. All right, you guys, email us your spooky stories.
Actually, speaking of spiders, you can sip with us at gmail.com. I'm not done with being spooked. Okay, so the other night, John goes to bed before me. I go to bed at like, 11:30 or something. And I don't turn any lights on. When we do, I don't know if you and Chris do that, if you always go to bed with each other, or if one goes after, like if you use your iPhone flashlight, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing. I was like, iPhone flashlight, walk. And on by my side of the, by my nightstand, there was a spider, same size as what you were just saying, like this big.
Oh my God.
On the baseboard right by my nightstand. So I went like bend over, because I always plug in the kids' monitors before I go to bed so that I can, they're in the kitchen during the day, and then, at night I can hear them. So I'm down there by the cords and I see this black thing, and I look, and it is a fucking massive spider. And I'm like, John. And so he's like, what? Anyway, and I'm like, there's a spider. And so he went and got a fly swatter and came back and killed it. And then I thought, I had so much trouble sleeping that night. And I have had, this was like four nights ago, and I've had trouble sleeping every night since, or falling asleep since, because I'm like, what are the chances that that spider is where I'm going to see it? Like, if he was on John's side of the bed, I wouldn't have seen it. If he's in either of my kids' rooms, I wouldn't have seen it. He's right there. And if he was anywhere else in the room, the only reason I saw him was because I'm only illuminating where my little flashlight is, and it's right where I'm plugging all the shit in. But if he was anywhere else, he would be, world's his oyster. He can suck our blood. He can do whatever he wants. And he was huge. And so I've been really nervous. Like, do they travel in packs? Was he alone? What is going on? Do you ever think,
when you see
a spider in the house, how did you get here?
Yeah.
Where did you come from? Did you crawl all the way around? And like, how are you here? If you see one by a door or a window, okay, this is where you came from. But there's none of that where he was.
That's what I thought last night when it was crawling up my body.
Where the fuck did that guy come
from? I thought, okay, well, where are your friends?
Right.
It's a Saturday night.
You're not alone.
You're not hanging out alone.
You're not by yourself. I know
that
it's...
But I killed him before I could interrogate.
I know you're doing the social distancing, but they're at least 6 feet. I mean, they're here. They're in my vicinity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. They're probably watching us right now.
Oh, my God. And then they saw you murder their friend, and they said, wow, well, this party took a turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. That's how she wants to do it.
Cool. Oh my gosh, that is terrifying. All right,
a buzz kill, like an
insect
kill, whatever. That was loose. Okay.
Hey, when you talk about bugs, do you ever think that they're female? I always say
I don't ever think of gender.
Well, you said he. You did call the spider a he.
It's subconscious then.
Okay.
So I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just assuming.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, what do you
transitioning
think?
To an ad? I always call him a he.
No, I was going to give the review of the week.
Oh, good, yeah.
This is from Edison 1, 5-star. Subject line really got me in a good way. Report a concern.
Wait.
I'm writing to report a concern. I am addicted to this show.
You said, subject line really got me in a good way. And then report a concern. And I was like, that's a fucking long subject line. But I realize now you were saying...
I really want someone now to write a review with the subject line, really got me in a good way. Please humor me, make me laugh. Okay, this one, report a concern. I'm writing to report a concern. I am addicted to this show. I talk about Ash and Call like I know them. Clearly, I don't. I tell people about the pod and how great it is, like I'm part of it. But clearly, I'm not. Especially, but not exclusively, about the research from the recent episodes found that Truly is, in fact, the best hard seltzer. So that's what I've been sipping on. You guys were totally right. Thanks for making me feel like I'm included in the girl gang. Thanks for giving me something to look forward to. Keep on sipping. Love from Portland.
You know, and you do know us. We just don't know you. You're like, I feel like I totally know them, even though I don't. But you do. We're pretty, especially if you're on Patreon, like you know us. And I also know the feeling. Do you remember when I used to work at Nike, I listened to John Jay and Rich all day long?
Yeah.
Who's a radio DJ, radio DJs. And I would be like living my life and constantly referencing back to like John Jay and Rich said, or John Jay said, or Rich said, or whatever. Like I was just, they were like my friends because I listened to them all day and would always reference back. And so I totally get you and we appreciate you.
We do. We appreciate you more than you know. Keep keeping up with us on the daily as well as keeping up on your vegetables on the daily with Daily Harvest. Oh my gosh, you guys, I love Daily Harvest. I love having things clean and delicious, ready to go at my fingertips when I need them. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. They've got smoothie options, bowl options. They even have things like flatbreads and ice cream. They got you covered for lunch or dinner. Okay. Everything stays fresh in the freezer until you're ready for it. And then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. In a matter of minutes, it's ready. I love their bowls so much because I struggle with lunch for whatever reason, just like getting good things.
When you're just and I usually am needing them like
pretty quick. Yeah. And I get creative with them. Like I love mixing in just like some protein, whether that's chicken or sausage or even a scoop of peanut butter. Sometimes I just have them on their own. I'll throw an egg in there, but it makes it like I feel so good about myself when I have them. And I love that I don't have to worry about things going bad in the fridge, that they're just there for me when I need them.
Yeah. So the flatbreads, you guys, are okay. So we've talked to you guys about the Harvest bowls. Those are, they have a whole bunch that are really delicious. I really like the broccoli cheese one. They have a pad thai one. They have a lentil bolognese one, like so many. Right now, I actually just pulled up Daily Harvest to see what's in my box because you can get them shipped weekly and it's super easy to change. But I have their mint and cacao smoothie. That is insanely delicious. Watermelon and dragon fruit smoothie. And then I have all of their ice cream and their flatbread. We had the artichoke spinach flatbread. And when I made it, John was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's not pizza, okay? But I felt great eating it. I felt light and I loved it. And John is a pizza connoisseur. And he was like, dude, you need to order a bunch of these. Like get a bunch in the next shipment. So I only had one because I wanted to test it in my last shipment. We're getting all of them. They are so good. You guys have got to try Daily Harvest. You will love the convenience, the ease, and how healthy they are while tasting super good. So whether you're doing a home workout, going on a bike ride, or a hike, Daily Harvest is the easiest way to eat undeniably delicious, clean food. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code SIP for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com.
All right, let's get to the bottom of the barrel on these ciders.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have had, I don't know, half of this Angry Orchard hard cider, so I'm going to move on to the Ace Perry.
I've had 3/4 of it and I actually really like it. So that ciders Angry Orchard, because I opened up that crisp apple. Okay, so you're doing Ace Perry. So we'll do some of the same ones.
Yep.
Also, people said that someone sent a message saying, hey, you should rim the glass with the cinnamon sugar for hard ciders. So I did that and it's good.
Extra folly.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it's necessary only because ciders are already very sweet. You know? So.
Yeah, but the pumpkin beer, it was delicious because the beer's a little warmer. So it was like that.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, this pear one means business. It's good. It's sweet.
It's kind of mild flavor. Does it taste mild to you?
Well, I brushed my teeth right before coming on.
Smart.
Here.
You always want to do that before you do a drinking challenge.
Everything has a little bit of a minty complexity to it.
Very minty fresh. You know, this cider tastes minty fresh.
Actually, it tastes like a very fresh pear.
Okay. All right. There's a little more there. There's a little more there than I thought. The problem, because what I did was I put a little in the glass with the cinnamon sugar rim, and that was what was I was tasting. This actually is quite delicious.
I thought it tasted quite nice. It is a soft, situation.
Okay, so it says ingredients. I do like when people put ingredients on here. Fermented apple juice, pear juice, Madagascar vanilla, and then malic acid and sulfate for or sulfite for preservative. But
okay, I switched to the Two Towns Cider House.
Okay.
The pear tasted like I'm sinking my teeth into a delicious pear. It had that like softness to it, right? Mm-hmm. This Two Towns Cider House is like I am
spanking you.
Drinking an apple that is almost too early.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I just opened the Red's Hard app. I guess Red's is the brand. Red's Hard Apple Refreshingly. I don't know what the hell this is. Red. I don't know if they have multiple. The brand's Red's and it's called Hard Apple.
Mm.
I'm not sure. This is one of those things where I feel like I need to do a blind taste test because judging by the label, I don't think I'm going to like this. You know,
yeah.
It just seems like lame. But it actually, I think, tastes good. But in my head, it's like how we feel about White Claw. Well, how I feel about White Claw. I judged White Claw. You know you don't like them, but I judged them knowing it was White Claw. And I feel like maybe I'm, you know, visually judging this. But it is pretty good. It definitely tastes like I'm biting into a red apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, I'm going into the one that I have already picked to be the top in my mind. We'll see if it actually outshines the rest.
Right, is it going to live up? Why is it the top in your
legend.
Mind? Is it? Oh, because of lemongrass and it's higher alcohol.
Well,
that's
and
got a lot
also,
of things going for it.
The label. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the label you just drank out of.
That's a great lab.
This is a great lab.
That's a great lab, yeah.
This is a great A lab. Oh, okay. Well, you know, it
and
wins
it
by
does.
A landslide. It is
does.
So good.
Oh my God. I wish I had something fun to drink. I only have
lemon
all the basics.
Cider,
so I have.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that actually was made for you. Oh, this one's very good. Whoa, folks.
This is a hard job, but someone's got to do it. We are really sipping one for the team right now.
I have the Rona. It's allergies, everybody. Don't worry. This Angry Orchard green apple is delicious.
Now, green apple sounds like something I would like.
Yeah. This is tart. This is fun. This is fresh. This is...
Is that a 5%er?
They're all 5%. I need something that's give upwards of 6 like you have. I have the one unfiltered that's 6. Okay, so how many ciders do you have?
4.
All right. I have 6, so... Yikes.
Oh, because you had the Angry Orchard varietals.
I had the variety.
And you're trying all of them for the team. This is good. So my top pick, Call's pick, is the Legend Lemongrass Cider. It's from Incline Cider Company. If you cannot find that at a store near you, my next favorite was the Ace Perry. I liked the pear flavor. And I think I liked the flavors over the straight ciders.
The Ace pear next to the Angry Orchard pear. Ace pear... It makes a fool out of Angry Orchard. This
the
thing
ace
looks like a
solid.
Dumbass next to next to Ace.
Well, even this as you're holding it up right
this
now,
this is like
it
if
just
I was
sad.
In a swimming competition with Michael Phelps, and I was like, I made it to the Olympics, but
you
know, I'm in
laughed.
The outer lanes where the camera's not even on me anymore because Michael Phelps is just way the fuck. But I'm
and
there.
Every
I
once
think
in a while,
there.
They do the pan up the pan, and it's like you see all the leaders, but then you're like, who's that asshole? Who like
dumbass. Oh, okay.
That's Angry Orchard.
That's Angry Orchard Pear. All right, so that
like,
one's
oh,
a
that's
no.
That's cute. They let them come.
How adorable. Okay, so I think my favorite actually is Angry Orchard Green Apple. That's fresh. That's fresh to death. I'm going to try this Reds again. Oh, it's fine.
Full disclosure, I haven't had lunch.
Nor have
I. And the impact of that in this moment feels significant.
But it also feels like the right thing to do.
It is the right thing. It's always the right thing to do. It's always the right thing to do. This is sipping. This is why they call it sip one for the team.
Right.
We're doing this so that you can have lunch and then have your favorite cider.
Right. Get yeah. Okay. So I would say, first of all, invest in Angry Orchard Rosé Cider. I'm pretty confident that's my fave. Secondly, okay. I like Angry Orchard Hard Apple, and then I like the Ace Perry.
Yes, I agree with your Ace Perry. All right.
Burping up a storm.
Those ciders were a little bit quick. So before we jump into the other stuff, I'm going to spook you. Are you ready?
You're going to spook the shit out of me?
I'm going to spook the shit out of you. So I Googled last night around the campfire, scary campfire stories. And I read some to Chris. And these are like the classic campfire stories, like the ones that scared you in middle school. So they might not seem scary, but I guarantee you this is going to stick with you tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Do not visit. And Chad, enter in spooky sounds here. So here's a little campfire story for you.
Maybe a campfire in the background.
Yeah. And like, are you afraid of the campfire? Like, are you afraid of the dark where they like throw the thing into the fire and it's like, did you watch that show?
No.
All right. You didn't?
I don't think so.
You didn't watch Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon?
I'm not sure. That doesn't sound familiar.
Oh my God. Okay. Do not visit Lover's Lane.
I mean, I think I saw it a time or two, but doesn't remember. It's not ringing lots of bells.
You're canceled. Okay. A young lover went to the movies and stopped at the Lover's Lane for some kissing. Mm-hmm. The boy turned on the radio to set the mood. Just as he reaches his arms around his girlfriend, a news bulletin warns of an escaped murderer who has a hook for a right hand. The man had escaped from a facility for the criminally insane. The boy thinks it'll be funny to tease his girlfriend to scare her. He begins to tell her he's sure they are in a place the escapee might choose to hide. He goes on and on, terrifying his girlfriend. He hoped she would throw herself into his arms for comfort. However, his plan backfires. His girlfriend insists they leave right away. Reluctantly, the boy drives his girlfriend home. When she gets out, she begins yelling and faints. The young man jumps out and runs around the car. There, on her door handle, a bloody hook. Okay, ready for the next one?
That one's going to stay with me for a long time. That's
stay with you. Like I said, these are the campfire stories that you are, you know, you spook each other when you're like in middle school. Okay, we're bringing them back.
Not terrible, is it? Yeah, that one's rough to listen to. It's hard.
Next one. Are you ready for the next one? I'm ready.
Are these real stories? Yes. Are these documentary? Oh, okay.
These are you don't know folklore, the truth and the mystery all interwoven here.
Okay.
The unheeded warning. A young lady was driving home after a long vacation. Sometime after midnight, a very heavy storm begins and she notices she is almost out of gas. She sees a sign for a gas station and convenience store and pulls off the interstate to fill her tank. Mm-hmm. The place is obviously open, but deserted, run down, and old. She almost drives on, but concerned she might run out of gas, decides to stop and just get gas. As she pulls in, a tall man with a badly scarred face comes running through the rain.
Whoa.
He pumps her gas and the girl rolls her window down just enough to hand him her credit card. He grabs it and runs back inside. The scarred man comes back, tells her she will have to come inside because her card was denied, and hurries back inside without allowing her to respond. She really doesn't want to go inside and considers driving off without paying. However, she decides to go in very quickly, take care of the bill, and leave as soon as possible. When she gets inside, the man grabs her arm and tries to talk to her. His voice is rough and difficult to understand, and she thinks he may have had his voice damaged in whatever accident scarred his face. The man gets increasingly excited, and the young girl becomes more frantic. She finally wrests herself from his grips and runs back to her car, leaving the station as quickly as possible. She sees the old man through her back window yelling and gesturing her to come back, but she keeps driving. She turns on the radio to help relax and sees something move behind her. She looks in the rearview mirror just as a man appears in the back seat holding an axe. That is the last thing she sees in this life. The scarred man at the gas station had been trying to warn her. These are going to stick with you. These are going to stick with you. Like I said, Ash, these are little campfire classics.
Wow.
Let me tell you what's going to fit on your feet, you guys, with Rothy's. They're going to fit so nicely on your little feet and toesies. Rothy's are the freaking best. They're stylish. They're sustainable. They make shoes and bags made for life on the go. They are the perfect pair for any adventure. Anywhere you're going, your Rothy's are going to come with you. Their best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews.
And I don't have that one. I need it, I guess.
Oh, I have them. I love
them. You love it?
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Okay.
They have so many different colors, prints, and patterns. So fashionable. Such a range of styles. But they're seamlessly knit with thread made from plastic water bottles.
They're fully machine washable. They are the most comfortable. I have a bright pink, a white pair, and a black camo pair. They are in my constant rotation. I am obsessed. Colleen is obsessed. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/sip. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/sip. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/sip today.
Sign on.
Sneak amazing. You know, because they're sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know. All right, guys. We're going to now cut to a little murder mystery. Who whacked Jack? Get your paper and pens okay. out. Victim, Jack Lumbersky. In the early morning hours of August 22nd, Hougonham Country Club greenskeeper Jack Lumbersky was found beaten to death with a 9-iron in his backyard. Mr. Lumbersky was in a heated dispute with three of his neighbors regarding a large tree he recently had cut down. Jack. All three neighbors were prime suspects, yet investigators were never able to find enough evidence to convict one of them. Your right. job, our job, Sip Squad, is to solve the murder by finding the evidence needed to prove which one of Mr. Lumbersky's wow. neighbor killed him. So we got a 1 in 3 shot here. Okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here is who whacked Jack.
Who whacked? Did you make that up yourself?
No, Jack? It says it right here.
Who whacked Jack?
Your objective, yeah. figure out
who whacked Jack. Okay.
All right. So the first piece of evidence that we have is...
68-year. It's a news article.
Yes.
68-year-old Hougonham man was found murdered in his own backyard early Saturday morning. Officials say Jack Lumbersky of 29 Maple Street was discovered by police while responding to a 911 call he placed. He was apparently beaten to death with a 5-iron. Okay, well, it just said 9-iron, so they need to get their shit together. Mr. Lumbersky had been the head greenskeeper for the Hougonham Country Club for the past 11 years. Sources say Lumbersky, who moved into the neighborhood just a few months ago, had been in a heated dispute with some of his neighbors over a tree he recently had cut down. Although new
people
to the neighborhood.
People get crazy over yards.
He had developed a reputation as both a meticulous landowner and a bit of a curmudgeon, often heard yelling at neighborhood kids to get off his luscious carpet of Kentucky bluegrass. When Carl Spackler, who worked for Lumbersky at the golf course, was asked about his late boss, he said Lumbersky was arrogant, condescending, and hard-nosed, but he sure
knew
how
to coming.
Keep the, yeah, he had it coming. How to keep the course in great shape. I'm sure the fairways will miss him. Nobody else but the fairways. The man knew his way around a golf course, but Jack's people skills were well below par. He'd been divorced 4 times, was estranged. Okay, well, one of these
this
things
is an asshole.
Not add up. He's an asshole, but how did he get 4 of them to marry him? He's a groundskeeper, so he's not like a multimillionaire. Maybe he's got a big D, you know? Said Pam Chatterley, front desk manager, blah. Detective Louis Sprower is currently questioning 3 suspects, all of whom are Lumbersky's neighbors. Okay. Great. So.
Okay. So next, what do we have here? Oh, just a nice picture.
Very nice. He looks like a total douche.
He sure
he looks
does.
Like he's asking to be murdered, bludgeoned he in the backyard.
Now we have a picture of the murder. And no.
Whoa. Well, that's realistic, isn't it? That is quite.
Okay, Detective Ash, I'm making note of the time here that this was 7:07 a.m. So this was an early tea time on July 22nd.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a tea. He was in his backyard.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't on the golf course, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he was murdered in his backyard because of the tree situation, but he was. Why are there just golf balls? Was he putting in his backyard?
Yeah. Like, right. And also, that club is completely straight. It doesn't bend at the end, it doesn't look like. Okay.
So he just was whacked in the forehead. There's no other.
But he's very bloody in the face.
Okay, this is the transcript of the 911 call. So okay. I'll be the dispatcher and you be the caller. Okay. Uh-huh. So this call was placed, at 4:04 a.m. So that picture was taken at 7:07 a.m.
Okay.
So there's about 3 hours of lag time here between when this was reported, when the call was made, and when that picture was taken.
Yes.
911, what's your emergency?
I was just getting dressed for work and I hear this loud bang on the side of my house. So I looked out the window into my backyard and now it's dark out, but I can see some moron out there pitching golf balls at my house.
Did you say he's hitting golf balls against your house?
Yeah, that's right. I can see him right now. Can't tell who it is. I think he's got, is that my 5-iron?
We'll send someone right out. It's 29 Maple Street, right? I have an officer nearby.
Yeah, that's... What the...
Sir, is everything okay?
That bastard just sent one through the window I'm standing at.
Are you okay, sir? Are you injured?
Don't think so, but there's broken glass everywhere.
Sir, please back away from the window.
What the... I don't believe it! He's teeing up again!
Sir, please back away from the window. I have a squad car in the area, and it should be there in just a few minutes.
I can't. I've got to take another look. I think I know who. Well, slap me silly. It's that dingleberry neighbor of mine. And now he's yelling something. What the?
It's your neighbor? What's he saying?
Not sure. Hang on. I'm going to holler at him. What in the Sam Hill's wrong with you? What? No!
Sir, are you?
That's not my problem, dipstick. What? What? Look, I don't care that you planted that tree when it was a seed. Get over it. Look, Nimrod, it was half on my property, so I was well within my... Oh, forget it. Dispatcher, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm going out there to straighten this out. I should have known it was him.
Sir, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. If you can just wait until the officer...
Lombersky doesn't wait for nobody. I may be an old duffer, but I can take him on any day. You might want to send an ambulance for the butts for the butt sniffer putting divots in my Kentucky bluegrass, though.
Sir, can you tell me who it is, sir?
Click.
Okay. So now we have the next piece of evidence. This is from a law office of Havisham, Rays, and Murray. Okay. This is an organ.
When was all this happening?
This is June 6th, and the murder was July 22nd. So this is about a month and a half leading up to the murder from the law office addressed to the victim. Dear Mr. Lombersky, pursuant to the request of Martin Park, Sam Williams, and Jerry Anderson, this letter hereby prohibits removal of the maple tree, which, according to the surveyor's report, is the joint property of you and the three aforementioned parties. As of the writing of this letter, said tree is not diseased, nor does it currently pose a threat to life or property. You are within your legal rights to remove whatever branches hang over your property line. However, the tree must remain in place and unharmed. According to Mr. Park, when he expressed all three property owners' objection to you removing the tree, you replied that you didn't give a rat's patootie and promised to bring a few branches to his next gazebo party and shove them where the sun don't shine. Mr. Park, Mr. Williams, and Mr. Anderson have retained my firm for legal counsel regarding this matter. We are prepared to file a lawsuit against you should you ignore or deviate from the prohibitions mentioned within this letter. Consequently, we hereby request a good faith response to this letter as soon as possible. Sincerely yours, Elmer Havisham. Okay.
Suspects.
So, okay. We've got photos of the three neighbors.
Sam Williams is a young, very attractive man. I think he's very attractive. He looks young. What is he, in his 30s?
Yeah, probably in his 30s. Jerry Anderson, like not 30s. So much.
No, he looks gross.
I mean,
what does he look like? He's got his eyebrows raised. He's peering over his glasses at you like you're a dumb shit.
Yeah. This guy reads the newspaper too much.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
never gets outside.
Sure. Yeah.
And then Martin Park
looks like he has to poop. He looks like he's clenching his butt cheeks. He is some sort of constipated doctor, perhaps. He's also got glasses.
Yes. I think you nailed that one. Okay. So now the next piece of evidence. So this is from your man, Sam.
Okay.
Person of interest form for Sam Williams. Address here.
Oh, God.
He's divorced.
He has a knife
on the market.
A heart tattoo on his chest. Well, that knocks you down. Oh my gosh! Look, place of birth. He's from Portland, Oregon. Do you know him?
I know him. I know Sam. So this is my buddy Sam. He is divorced. General manager at a Jeep.
Shasta Jeep. Okay, for 6 years.
I don't know if there's anything in these license plate numbers things that I need that we need to be aware of.
All right. He says his individual statement. I grew up in this neighborhood and everyone always got along before Jack moved in. The first week, Jack the jerk Lomborski got here. He decided my above ground pool, which had been there for a decade, was too close to his property. He actually had a guy from the town come out to measure. It was about a foot too close, and Lomborski had the audacity to make me take it down. And when I went to move it, it fell apart. I only get the kids every other weekend since my wife left, and now when it's hot, they'd rather stay at mom's and swim in her pool. Also, I had just finished restoring my dad's old 1964 Mustang. His 80th birthday was coming up, and I wanted to surprise him by pulling up in it at the assisted living facility he's at and take him on a little road trip. But that's not going to happen now, because when Lomborski had the tree chopped down, a huge limb fell on top of the Mustang and flattened it.
Ooh.
When I asked what he was going to do about it, he said it wasn't his problem, but he thought it looked better as a convertible anyway. I definitely had a beef with the guy, but I didn't want him dead. Not really. And then individual who can confirm your whereabouts, he writes, I was asleep by myself. Hopefully that doesn't make me guilty considering it was 4 a.m.
Okay, right. But there could have been motive here. Little Mustang revenge.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I really don't like this Lomborski character.
No. Okay, so this is the person of interest form for Jerry, one of the other neighbors here.
So this is all
open
happening
heart
in
surgery scar on chest.
Okay.
He was part of the Air Force, and I think that's notable for some sort of training.
Uh-huh.
Now, is this the one that we said read the newspaper too much?
Yep, I think so.
This is difficult writing to read.
I'm not sure why they chose this font. It was
Asleep when that crusty old man got himself killed in his own backyard. Ever since he moved in, he acted like anyone else's property belonged to him. Before he had even unpacked all of his boxes, Lomborski had one of his guys from the country club take down my wife's azalea bushes while we were at work.
What?
Said he had every right, as he was allergic to the bees they attract. The only thing he was allergic to was displaying common decency. She was in tears days. Also, my wife's been battling skin cancer. Sorry, this is difficult handwriting, so this is why my wife's been battling. I'm feeling like I'm reading an old letter that a great grandparent wrote, a journal entry.
And what's sad is this is an actual font, I think. This isn't like a copy of someone's handwriting. Like they chose this and it was a very dumb decision.
My wife's been battling skin cancer on and off for the past few years and having all of the shade in our backyard from that big maple tree, the one he just chopped down, meant so much to her. So once again, at Jack Lomberski's hands, my wife is beside herself. I was fast asleep last night at 4 a.m. Sorry, I can't be of more help. What happened to him wasn't right, but as nasty as that man is to everyone, I can almost see how someone could lose it and want to whack that miserable bastard.
So, and his wife is the alibi.
Yes. Okay. Right. So this is Larry, right? And then that was his name, right?
I'm not sure.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. I'm making a note here. Bush plus wife. Okay.
Okay.
Last suspect here. Martin Park.
This is the constipated man. All right. So he has an appendectomy scar. He knows Taekwondo.
Ooh.
He's an arborist. Look at all of them are from Oregon. This is Craig.
The employer, the Oregon Agricultural Association. So he could have been really impacted.
Wait, he's an arborist. Is that someone that has to do with trees? What is an arbor? Okay. All right.
So he knows how to chop someone up.
Right. Okay, here we go. He says, our 11-year-old son, Toby, had been away at camp the past couple of weeks. And while he was gone, I built him a tree house as a birthday surprise in that very maple tree Lomberski wanted to chop down. I, along with a couple of my neighbors, had a lawyer prohibit him from doing so. So we figured that took care of that. But we were so wrong. When my wife and I brought Toby back from camp on his birthday, we drove into the driveway to see the tree, along with Toby's new tree house, torn down and strewn all over the ground. Ooh. You cannot even begin to imagine how upsetting that was for all of us, especially Toby. Well, Toby didn't know about the treehouse because it was a surprise, but okay. Lomberski was a cold, heartless man, and I know I shouldn't say this, but I am almost glad he's gone. We don't recall hearing anything out of the ordinary last night, and also his spouse is his alibi. Okay. Lomberski sucks! Is like stamped into a tree trunk. Wow.
After his death.
Oh, yeah. What's the time on that?
7:09 a.m. Oh, yeah. July 22nd. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else here? Because I think this is all we get before we have to solve
That's
the murder.
It? Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Any other clues? I'm looking here.
I mean, they've all got motive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's an insurance dude. Man. I don't really see.
Do we have enough to arrest somebody here?
Well, doesn't seem like it.
No.
Divorced. Shit. Okay, so what else? So then we just go to solve?
I think we've got to solve this.
So this guy's hitting.
I wonder if there was anything back in that 911 call. Hold on. Now that we've got. Okay.
So this guy's just like chipping golf balls into this guy's house at 4 a.m.
Okay, what in the Sam Hill's wrong with you? Wasn't one of the guys named Sam?
No.
Maybe
Sam Hill,
that's
like a saying. Have you never heard that?
No. I mean, I know that's a saying, but what if it was like...
Oh, it is Sam Williams.
So I want you know, if this transcript was... See if there's any other clues here.
What in
Sam
the
call.
What's wrong with you?
Dingleberry neighbor of mine. What in the Sam Hill's wrong with you?
He said,
"That's not my problem."
You planted
dipstick.
That tree. Wait, so how does it say how long they lived in the neighborhood? I guess it doesn't, right? Because this person planted the tree. Whoever did this planted
the
tree.
Wait, was that the man with the son, the tree house?
I feel like it's very confusing how there's one tree on four people's properties.
Yes.
Like, how is that possible? So it does make sense that perhaps the treehouse dude, the constipated doctor, maybe the bulk of it was a... Because also, if it's a joint tree on four properties, what makes you feel like you can build a treehouse in it?
Yeah.
Unless it's like you planted it. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's the constipated doctor.
Yep, I think it's the constipated doctor as well. View answer key. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Who whacked
Jack?
Think you know who killed Jack? Prove it below to solve the case. Which of these items is needed to solve the case?
Ooh. 911 call and the... What's the suspect corkboard? So it says, click which items that you need to solve the case. And the options are newspaper article, picture of Lomberski alive, picture of Lomborski dead. 911 call transcript, lawyer's letter, suspect corkboard. I am not sure what the suspect cork. Oh, here.
This one.
Okay.
I mean,
does he say something about, he doesn't say anything up. I don't think you need the corkboard, right? I don't feel like it.
I think it's in the 911 call.
Yeah. And I don't think the pictures do anything. Which line has the necessary clues? So we think it is
the fact that he planted the tree.
Right? Yeah. So what line is that? So it's asking what, like, we have to tell the computer 18. All these things. 18, line 18. Okay.
We better get this right.
Check answer. Looks Which like you're on the right item? Track, detective. Which other item is needed to make your case? Oh, okay. So then it gives us the options again. Newspaper article, picture of Lomborski alive, picture of him
None
dead.
None of the above.
Lawyer's letter, suspect corkboard, picture of stump. So maybe go to, can you go to the picture of him dead? Alive and dead. The alive one, he just looks, I don't feel like him has anything to do.
Oh yeah. Was there anything?
On this, we didn't even look at it, but okay. So
there's nothing in the dead photo. There's
nothing in that dead photo. What's the building? There's a building up there to the right. Nope. I don't see anything here. Okay. I mean,
maybe just the suspect corkboard, because we could. I mean, is that just like we're matching?
Well, what's
up the
letter? Maybe it's this letter. Okay. So removal of the maple tree, according to the surveyors, it's joint property of you and these tree is not diseased. You are within your rights to remove whatever branches. Okay. When he expressed all three. Objection, you're removing. You replied, don't give a rat's patootie and promise to bring a few. Oh, wait, who's Mr. Park? So according to Mr. Park, when he expressed all the property owner's objection, which one's Mr. Park? Oh,
Martin.
See, it's
that's
the
who we think.
Constipated doctor. Okay, so maybe that's what it is. The lawyer's
the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe. That wasn't it. Jack Titting frustrated. He's afraid he won't figure it out. Want a hint? Click below. Person of interest forms were not an option to choose, but you'll need the information. Well, that's what, huh? The yearly cycle of the seasons affect the way the trees grow. Lomborski really does suck. What?
Okay, how
really
about
hints.
We try the suspect corkboard?
Okay.
I'm just going to try it. We're going to try all these.
We're going to try all of them.
Newspaper article.
Picture of him alive? No. What? She's clicking all of these and there. None of them are.
Maybe it's just the stump?
It's got to be the stump. Who's the killer?
We're saying
Who
Martin,
whacks-
right?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. That's not right. Look at the picture of the stump. Wait, go to the picture of the stump.
Who did I just pick?
I don't know.
The killer planted the tree as a seed. So here's all the tree has 40 rings.
Oh,
so
my
it was
gosh.
A seed
40 that's what we
years
needed
ago.
To do.
One of the suspect, only one suspect was alive 40 years prior.
Oh,
so
it's
it was
the newspaper
Jerry Anderson.
Reader. Oh, okay. So do we make that clear? There is a picture of the stump that says Lomborski sucks on it. And you're supposed to count the rings of the tree trunk.
That's actually pretty clever.
It is clever. And so there's 40 rings and that is... So that guy, Jerry Anderson, is 49 years old and he planted the seed when he was 9. So he's lived in this. He was a homeowner at 9.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yep.
That makes sense.
Case closed. Wow. That was actually really funny to read through, though. And I feel like, so this came from unsolvedcasefiles.com.
This also feels like we could do that. That felt very amateur. The other
yeah,
one
look,
felt like
all these cases
elevated, you know.
How much do they charge per case? We'll figure this cases. Out later. All right, you guys.
Third love. Boobies. Isn't that boobies?
It sure is. From murder.
Lomborski was killed and don't kill
don't
your boobs.
Kill your boobs.
Nailed it.
Don't kill your boobs. Listen up. Give your boobs some love in third love.
Don't
okay?
make them flat tree stumps.
No, keep them alive for 40 more years. 400 more.
Whoa. I just got to follow up real quick. I finished this green apple Angry Orchard cider and then I went in for the ace pear.
This is good, you guys. This is really good.
Oh, the ace pair. Yeah, no, we did like that one.
Yeah, we
like all right, that one. Listen up. Third love had me. I was scrolling past them and thought, I want to give this a shot. Okay. I went on and I took their Fit Finder quiz. It only took like a minute with a couple simple questions to find the perfect bra for me. Over 15 million women have taken this quiz to date. It helps you identify the right breast size and shape, which was really great to do from home, especially right now. But they stand behind their products. So if you don't love it, you have 60 days to return it. They are dedicated to helping you, the fit stylists at Third Love. These are the real deal, okay? They're super comfortable, and there's no substitute for comfort, especially with your bra. They've got details like memory foam cups, no-slip straps, scratch-free bands, okay? They focus on what matters, which is keeping you comfortable, no shortcuts. And they give back. They donate all of their gently used returned bras to women in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the U.S. They've donated over $20 million in bras. Ash,
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering our listeners 10% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/sip right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase. That's third, T-H-I-R-I-R-D, thirdlove.com/sip for 10% off today.
All right, let's bring it home with a little rant
and rave.
Okay.
I have so many rants, I don't even know where to start. Do you find that? Like, it's harder for me to come up with raves than rants. Like, I can come up with rants all day. But
yeah.
All right. I'm just going to run through a few of them.
Okay. Good.
All right. Yeah, so first, I do not like this new thing that's going on where people say it's like celebrities. And so the latest one that I saw was Obama, that they write and they say, hey, text me if you want to blah, 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 and we can communicate. Tell me how you're feeling and I'll write back too. And all these celebrities are doing it and it drives me fucking insane because we don't actually think that's your phone number, fuckhead. You know, it's like, come on. It's like they think that they're getting one
taking
over
me
on
for
it.
A fool. Don't take
I'm
me
no
for a fool.
I'm no dummy.
Don't
I know
mock
if I text
my intelligence.
You,
this is
Obama
insulting.
or whoever. I don't know. I can't think of any other celebrities. This went into my rant when I saw Obama post this, and I thought, wow, you've really dipped down low here, buddy.
So,
but I've seen
Chris
a lot
is a donator.
Do
he'll donate to political campaigns. Have you donated to a political campaign like recently? With all this new tech?
No, I don't
all
think right. so.
So it's that times a million because he'll donate and then he'll get emails every single day that's like, Chris, did you see the latest? Chris, we just need 20 more dollars.
God.
like the fate of the world hangs in your hands, Chris. Yeah. Chris.
And speaking of this.
Chris.
So how are they contacting? Are they texting him?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
Phone calls, text messages, email.
This is a
but the subject
rant.
Lines and the emails are the best.
Like, best. You are needed. We're going to implode without you.
We need you to act today.
We need your $20. Otherwise, everyone's dead. Yeah. The fate of humanity.
Yes.
I also noticed like when I've been doing, you know, online shopping and now apparently everybody thinks it's fine to text. So I've just recently, just this week, I finally unsubscribed from like 3 different businesses. I just wrote back, stop, you know, because I'm like, what the hell do I do? Why are you texting me every day about your damn sales?
Seriously.
If I'm interested, I'll shop, but I don't need this right now. But Crate and Barrett CB2, which I love, I did them, Anthropology, and then Urban Outfitters or something. They were, and I'm like, get out of my life for good. So anyway, that's annoying. This is another thing that I don't know if you'll get, but if you're on TikTok, you guys know what I'm talking about. So many times people caption their videos, blah, 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 don't let it flop. Like they're like, this took me hours to put together. Don't let it flop. This was so hard. Don't let it flop. And I'm like, it's just them begging for attention, I feel like. And it drives me crazy. Don't let it flop. Well, actually put out better content and then it won't flop. Okay. Instead of begging me for a like and a share or whatever you want me to do, just create good shit and then it'll happen organically. I don't like the don't let it flop. That bugs me. Also, how much time do we waste trying to find the right way to plug things in? One, the USB cord, right? Mm. How many times do you put it in the wrong way? And you're like,
yeah.
And sometimes you do it and it doesn't go exactly right. So then you're like, oh, it must be the other way. You flip it and it doesn't go in.
That's
so like,
not right.
So then it must be the first push it in harder.
Am I going to fry this?
What am I doing here?
Am I and then the breaking? Other one, am I actively breaking it?
Right. Am I breaking it? The other one is those, we have a bunch of, you know, like speakers, our baby monitors. They have that one where it's like a longer edge on one side and then it's kind of got like these slanted and then a longer edge here. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So you got to look. You got to look at the thing. You got to look at the machine. Look at the thing. All right. Which way? Oh, okay. So this is how it's going to line up. And it's like, how much of my life am I spending trying to plug things in? Whereas the iPhone charger, you don't have to, you can do it in the dark. I'm just looking, my eyes are closed. It goes in any way I do it. It just goes in, you know, like, boom, there it is. I don't have to. So that I'm not cool with.
No. And it feels like the world stops in those moments where you're trying to stick it, you know.
And I can't tell you how many times I think, oh, this is okay. So I try it. That's not the right way. Then I flip it. There's only two ways it can go in. You know, you can't, there's not like a number of ways. There's two. So you do it. Nope, doesn't work. So you flip it. Nope, doesn't work. Yep. And then it was the original way that you had it.
Yeah.
And
all along.
Yeah, all along. Anyway.
Finicky.
And I could go on. I have lots more, but finicky. Those are a few.
Well, I've got to just, I got to figure out how to deliver this one. And I guess we're plowing ahead here. But last week, I said that I was going to share some people to follow. Like if you lean left, follow these people who lean right. If you lean right, follow these people who lean left. And we really try and make this not a political podcast.
Well, like, as you can see, I just talk shit about Obama and I like him.
We do share our thoughts on things that are really important. This election is really important. It's really important that you vote. So I'm not going to share specific people right now, but I am going to share just some ideas around like news in general, because my rant is like how outrageous the news can be. And then also just how so much can like infiltrate our lives without us really even knowing. And so I guess this is like kind of a rant and also kind of a challenge to all of us, maybe for like the next week, just try it on for size and see how it goes. But like, I think we should try and take a cleanse from some news sources that are proven like entertainment. They're like entertainment news. Okay. And this is on all sides. So like Fox News, CNN, Facebook, like those are news sources that can be just really money driven and like really entertainment driven, but they also therefore can have like, they want you to watch that news and get sucked into that news for as long as possible. And therefore they just like spin us out into these echo chambers and like they harden all of us if we watch them for too long. And like, what's crazy about, and I have to watch this on Twitter because I'm on Twitter a lot, is like I'll follow a certain number of people, but then I'll see like if they like something, it takes me to other content that I didn't ask for. Mm-hmm. Facebook's the same way. Like if you follow things and they like something, it puts things into your algorithms, right? That just kind of can spin you out. And you guys should watch The Social Dilemma. You should listen to the podcast, The Rabbit Hole, just for some additional context around this. But I just think we should like try and be mindful of entertainment news in general. And if you are on Fox News, like you should go to CNN and just see how different the headlines are. Like I very one, often.
One more right wing and one, because Fox is right wing, right?
Fox News is very right leaning and CNN is very left leaning.
Okay.
And on any given day where there's a lot of news, I would highly encourage you guys to like go look at both and just see how different they are. Mm-hmm. Like America, and I'm really trying hard to like walk a tightrope here, but I just feel like it's helpful to just build awareness of the different information that people can get. So I did pick out like some news that just, I don't know, I am personally trying to cleanse opinion news out of my daily routine and focus on like non-for-profit independent news sources. And I'm also trying to make sure I get a good mix of independent right and left. And so here are a couple that I'm following. And if you want to follow along with me, awesome. So I'm focusing my news on Associated Press, which is a non-for-profit, the AP, Reuters, which is also an independent news source. I am aware that the following are left-leaning, but are trusted news sources, New York Times, NPR, and ProPublica. And I am aware that these are more right-leaning, The Wall Street Journal and The Intercept. but I just feel like my rant is I've been feeling like everybody's so divided and there's all these tensions building up to the elections. And I'm just trying to think of like what actions can we take to just try and help build bridges together versus like further entrench apart. And there's like really serious things going on. And I think spiraling out on entertainment news and opinions is only going to like hurt us even more. Mm-hmm. And so that's my rant slash challenge without trying to be too political, but just let's try and broaden our horizons, try and think outside of our own echo chambers and be mindful of what we're letting come into our worlds. So anyway,
I think that's good. And it's actually been kind of eye-opening for me recently trying to see things because we're not trying to be political, but I don't think it's a secret. We both lean left, at least right now. And I have been trying and actually seeing Trump supporters, like what is their point of view and how are they so staunchly in his camp? And just it's been eye-opening to me. Not that I'm coming around as a Trump fan, but especially after watching Social Dilemma, understanding that the reason that I have as much rage towards Trump is partially, for sure, I would think, because I follow those left-wing sources that you're talking about, right? And so it just kind of supports my line of thinking. I don't ever really follow things that challenge the way that I think. And yeah. So just, I think, to your point, it's important that we aren't just getting only information that tells us we're right, but is also showing us other sides. And so I've been really trying to think like there are millions of people who support Trump. So why? And just me trying to think about any things that I'm missing. And there is clearly a lot that I'm missing. But I mean, it doesn't change the way I vote, but it is changing my mindset. And it is making me feel like for a while I thought if you're a Trump supporter, I can't know you. And now I'm like, okay, I can know you, you know, but I'm not going to be a Trump supporter myself. But I feel like even that little edging of like that less divisiveness in me, if we all kind of did that and could see a little bit of the other side, it would be a healthier nation and world probably. So
yeah,
I think that's a really
fair talk.
Call.
Let's keep our hearts and minds open and let's talk because I'm like, after seeing Social Dilemma and just a lot of things and all these tensions, I'm like just genuinely concerned.
Right.
And so
it goes back
just
to how much of it is our thoughts, like what Glennon said, you know, how much of our life is our thoughts and how much of it is stuff that we've been conditioned to believe. And after watching Social Dilemma, you kind of learn that you are continually being fed. Like if you show interest in something that is left wing, you're being fed, like they take you down this road of being more and more and more extremist left wing. So then you think like anyone who's not there is insane and crazy. Yeah. And that is what I was thinking. And now you just kind of waking up to like, oh shit, this is exactly what they wanted to happen to me. You know, and but then the same thing's happening to people that are right wing. They're going so far to the extreme. And that is why we are as divided as we are and why all these things are happening.
Yeah. So thank you guys for just like keeping an open mind. And I would love to hear stories like, and they don't necessarily have to be political, but maybe stories about people changing their minds, because I think that's cool. And I think that's strong and like, you know, sticking up for what's right. And there's things that I draw hard lines in the sand around, especially around human rights, equality, and equality. But I don't know. I just think we need to like put down our swords and talk to each other and like be just really thoughtful about what we're letting into our brains and how that impacts our worldview. So, all right, let's rave.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I really have like a great rave. I wanted to share, I mean, I have lots of, like my life is really good right now, but the thing that I want to talk about, I had a skin screen done like a year and a half ago or something before I was pregnant with Mac. They found skin cancer, but like the lowest grade.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they said like, it's the equivalent to if there's a bruise in an apple. If you cut out the bruise, the rest of the apple's good. So it's not like a super scary thing, but if you leave it, it can, you know, grow and whatever, be scary. So I had that removed finally a couple days ago and it's really sore and it sucks, but I guess my rave is, I'm trying to weave it into where it's a rave, that they caught it early. And mostly I just want to tell you guys to get your skin screens done.
Yeah.
And just get checked, because I talked about this on my social, and then I got a few stories from people who, you know, thought they like, this one girl sent me a story. She had just a freckle that was irritating kind of on her lip, and she didn't know. So she went and got it like biopsied, and then they found it was skin cancer, and the same kind I had, which is basal cell, I think basal cell. And she ended up, when they went in, it was worse than she thought. It was just, it was a dry flaky patch, I think is what she said. And they ended up taking like an inch off of her lip, from her lip up to her nose. She has a scar all the way up to her nose. And this all just happened this year. And they took like from the, almost from her center of her lip, this little peak down to the corner, like this, basically her whole quarter of her top lip, right? Took it off of her face. And now she's going through reconstructive surgery and all these things. And it was just something, but it was living on her face for a while. They didn't catch it early. And so the rave is that you can go catch it early, but mostly this is just me saying, do your skin checks. And also this is not a rave either, but we just found out, I think we talked about this on Patreon maybe, but my uncle has cancer and they found it at a routine physical. So, which is great. The doctor's very hopeful. He's still going through tests and things to find out, make sure it's not spread. But the doctor's very hopeful that they found it early. And so I think, like, let's just do, as we're getting older, we need to make sure we're doing those checks. We need to make sure, yeah, as women, I think once we get breast 35, cancer, we're supposed, yeah, to mammograms, do our mammograms, you, yep, know, and encourage your parents, if they're not doing it, to do whatever they need to do, but do the skin screens, do the things, just take care of ourselves, because it's easy to put off, but it can be really dangerous. So it's not really a rave, but I felt like it was important.
Yeah, absolutely. My rave. So, well, we camped right on the beach, mm-hmm, this weekend, and it was like a challenging camping trip because Ben was in a leap, and it was also raining the night we got there. So we're like setting up camp, mm-hmm, in the rain, and we're like, is this worth it? On Saturday morning, we thought about coming home early. Today was challenging, but yesterday, after we got through the challenging rainy morning, and like just Ben is like super fussy, you know, mm-hmm, we get down on the beach and he like knows where we're at, and he's out of the phase now because we've been like camping all summer, is like the, yeah, only thing like we feel safe doing. So all summer long, he's been just like taking sand and just putting it in his mouth. And he's finally like out of that stage. Mm-hmm. And so this time he was like, whoa, sand. And we got like a shovel for him. And he just like sat and just shoveled sand into a bucket, mm-hmm, for like a really long time, just practicing. But there was this moment, I took a picture of it. I put it on my personal Instagram. He was like running down the hill towards the water. And his face just was like pure happiness. Mm. And there were so many moments yesterday where I thought, what is this emotion that I'm feeling? Like, I actually don't know the word. And I definitely know that I've only felt it like being a mom, where I'm not sad. I don't feel sadness. I definitely feel happy, but it's more than that. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel pride, but it's more than that. I definitely feel sentimental, but it's more than that. And I'm like looking at him, look at the beach, and I feel on like the verge of tears, but I don't cry. And I'm like, what is that feeling? Mm-hmm. And I don't have a word for it, but it is the best. And that is my rave. Mm. Anyway, you guys, thank you for sipping with us. We love you. This one was a twisty, turny, spooky, cidery event. This
so
was
many
an event.
Things. We hit
Chad
you every
has his
which
work
way.
Cut out for
cut
him.
Cut out, literally cut it out, Chad.
You know? Cut out your skin.
Cut out
this podcast.
Edit
cut
this
up bodies.
Whole thing down. Cut up bodies. Cut up trees, tree stumps. Cut up your limbing, your right wing and left wing. Just slash it all.
Hey, guys. Don't let this flop. Don't let it flop. Yeah. Rate, subscribe, review, sign up everywhere, and you can sit with us always.
We will.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.